ॐ सहनो मित्रः संवरुणः सम्नो भवत् वर्यमा सम्न इन्द्रो बृहस्पति सम्नो विष्णु रुक्त्रक्रमः नमो ब्रह्मणे नमस्ते वायो त्वमेव प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्मामि त्वामवे प्रत्यक्षं ब्रह्म वदिष्यामि रुद्रं वदिष्यामि सत्यं वदिष्यामि तन्मा वस्तु तत्कार वस्तु अवतु माम् अवतु वक्तारम् ओम शांति 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 ही ओम मे द प्रसाइडिंग डीडी ऑफ डे बी प्रोपिशियस टू मी मे द प्रसाइडिंग ड्यूटी ऑफ नाइट बी प्रोपिशियस टू अस मे द प्रसाइडिंग ड्यूटी ऑफ द सेंस ऑफ विजन बी प्रोपिशियस टू अस मे द गार्ड्स ऑफ स्ट्रेंथ एंड ऑफ इंटेलेक्ट आल्सो बी प्रोपिशियस टू अस May the all-pervading Lord be propitious. Adorations to Brahman. Adorations to Thee, the controller of activities. Thou art verily the visible Brahman. Verily I will declare Thee to be the visible Brahman. The right will I speak. The truth will I speak. May Brahman protect me. May Brahman protect the preceptor. May He protect me. May He protect the preceptor. Om, peace, peace, peace. Today, I am going to read two letters by Swami Nisheshananda. One is dated 30th June 1981. My dear doctor, love and good wishes to you, wife, daughter and all friends. Trust all are doing well. I am all right. I came here on 28 June after a useful tour of South Africa, lasting about 10 weeks. I may go there again for another 10 weeks, ending before Christmas 1981. I am busy with Atma Nivedana material. The last issue came for January 81. I had to complete up to July 81 to come abreast. Continuous travel made it difficult to write anything serious. For various reasons, Swamiji cannot invite me again as a regular annual visiting speaker for the Vedanta groups connected with him. He is right. He and I must get prior approval at headquarters to regularize such an arrangement. Once in a way, it is all right. If both parties agree to exchange visit, he is unwilling to come to Africa, I had to stop coming too. Knowing such a possibility is there, I have during my two last visits taken back 2/3 of my luggage from Chicago. 1/3 remains there still. I will request you to help get that thing. Another letter. Dated 28 September 1981. My dear Mr. Love and best wishes to you, wife, daughter and all friends like these people. Thanks for the nice letter with news about all of them. About your health, the cold water treatment will surely help you if you systematically follow it. 1. Take water pleasant 70 degrees. Keep all parts of the body except waist front away from it. Sit in a stool. Pour the water over waist front area and rub vigorously from side to side with the palms or a towel for 3 minutes each morning. Then sponge same area with same water for 5 minutes. Dry yourself. These are called in Louis Kuhn's new naturopathy, friction hip bath and friction sitz bath. In a month's time, digestion and elimination will improve. Your strength will be increased. This itself removes all diseases. Vitamins taken in tablet form will not equal this treatment. This will be no after effect as with inorganic chemicals, which most pills are. 2. Apply cold pack on waist front and both legs at night. This will induce sleep, refreshing sleep. If rash appears or the area itches, please apply ghee. If nose is blocked or cough starts, it is a good sign but troublesome. Waste matter is getting out from inner skin of nose and throat. This must be expelled through outer skins of legs. Blood will draw the waste water from head, eyes, nose, throat, etc. Upper side and drive it out through the skin of the legs and thighs. So if nose drips, you may put a cold pack on one thigh extra for a couple of hours and take it off. Mucus from inner skin is to be drawn out as sweat through outer skin of legs. More spice for sweat being used, putting cold packs on one thigh or both as need arises. More space, 3. Rub the oil specially made on waist front till it is absorbed into the blood. Castor oil 1 cup, 4 pieces of garlic, each the size of the tip of a thumb. Boil slowly till garlic pieces become like charcoal and all essences goes into the oil. Filter and keep. Rub this prepared oil. The skin will absorb it fully in 10 minutes or slightly more time. This purifies the blood and all disease conditions disappear slowly. All suppressed diseases may appear for a few days and disappear forever. No fear about those reappearing of old diseases suppressed by drugs. 4. 6 powders. Dry ginger, black pepper, long pepper, cinnamon, jetimanthu, liquorice, and godavaj. Equal proportions. Mix well. As many of these as you can get there. Take a teaspoon flat, divide it into 5 parts. Take 1 part, mix with honey and take it on an empty stomach early morning. First item. Drink a little warm water. After 5 minutes, take milk or breakfast. Do this 20 days. Leave off 10 days each month. This makes digestion efficient. 5. Take Trifula Churna, 1 teaspoon flat, divide into 4 parts, take each part, mix with honey and swallow. 4. Right before sleep, drink more warm water. This will improve the elimination, strengthen nerves, brain, eyesight, etc. It is a good, wonderful remedy for many troubles. Mentally, picture yourself flying above USA cities and drop fragrant heavenly flowers on the millions below, including yourself. Don't say I, saying by all have strength, beauty, goodness, joy, and prosperity. Do this as a play. You will get a suitable job. The birthdays of Ramakrishna, Mother, and Vivekananda were combined, along with mine too. Over 250 people attended. Havan, speeches, cakes, tea, and video pictures formed main features. Yours affectionately, Swami Nisheshananda. I will close with a prayer. Kayena vacha manasa indriya vya buddhyotmanavat prakrite svabhavat karomi adyat sakalam parasmai narayane yeti samarpayami. Whatever I do, either by body, speech, mind or sensory organs, either with my personal knowledge or natural trait, I surrender and submit all to that Supreme Divine Narayana.